Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A deadly fungal infection is spreading through hospitals and other healthcare facilities at an alarming rate. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The fungus known as Candida auris, or C. auris, can be deadly to those with lower immunity and the elderly in nursing homes. Joining us now is the author of the report, Dr. Megan Lyman of the CDC. Dr. Lyman, welcome.
Hi.
Can you tell us first what this fungus is and how it's making people sick?
Candida auris is a type of yeast, but what makes this species different is that it's often resistant to antifungal medications. It likes to colonize the skin, and patients can shed it into their environment, which makes it easily transmissible in healthcare facilities.
And I was reading that it's even hard for cleaning products to eradicate this. Is that correct?
Right. We have found that there's many common healthcare disinfectants that don't kill it. Candida auris is shed by patients into their environment and can persist on surfaces for a very long time, even up to a month. So part of it is using the right disinfectant, but also it's important to make sure that cleaning's done thoroughly, which can be very difficult.
Now, cases nearly doubled between 2020 and 2021, but the overall numbers remain low, around 1,400 cases in the U.S. Why is the CDC concerned?
We're concerned because this pathogen is extremely resistant. So those who do get infections, those infections can be very difficult to treat. People who are at highest risk are very sick at baseline and require very high acuity care, like patients who are on mechanical ventilation, have invasive medical devices like feeding tubes and catheters and central lines. And most transmission occurs in those healthcare settings.
And what can the most vulnerable patients, the immunocompromised, the elderly, do to protect themselves?
Well, to prevent spread or stop spread, it's important for cases to be identified early and to strengthen infection control practices in healthcare facilities, especially things like good hand washing and hand hygiene, isolation and PPE use, and environmental cleaning, as you mentioned, with an approved disinfectant. So most of our concern is about spread in healthcare settings between patients.
People might be listening, Dr. Lyman, and get a little concerned. Some of the things you're mentioning might bring up for them the coronavirus pandemic and the strain on the hospital systems that may have contributed to the spread of infections. Do you think most people should be worried about this right now?
I think generally most people are low risk for acquiring it themselves, but maybe loved ones who have some of these risk factors could acquire it. And I think in some ways it's a cautionary tale about, you know, what can happen with an emerging pathogen like Candida auris. And we've learned a lot and, you know, managed to improve practices, but I think it demonstrates room for improvement that we have to strengthen practices to prevent spread of C. auris or other resistant bugs or emerging threats.
Dr. Megan Lyman, author of the new CDC report. Dr. Lyman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.